Ashrei ha'am shekach alo. Fortunate is the nation for whom this is so. The word am is a very interesting one, especially in Hasidic thought. The many Hasidic svarim say, and they say it also on the pasuk kilei yitesh Hashem amo, that Hashem will not forsake His nation. Am is like the word gechalim amamos, where coals are about to go out. They've been burning. They've had their time. They're about to go out. They're amamos, even though they've basically been extinguished. And therefore, the reference to Klal Yisrael as an am is even when we are at a low spiritual point. We're am. We've had our high points, and now we're about to go out. Nonetheless, Ashrei ha'am shekach alai. Nonetheless, ki lo yitesh Hashem amai. Hashem doesn't forsake us, and we're still so fortunate. Ashrei ha'am shekach alai. What's kacha? The Koshnet Samagid says, kach aloi. Kaf hey is kesa kol ha-ksarim. All of the ksarim, all of the crowns, with which Hashem is crowned, is only through the Jewish people. And therefore, even if we're not on the level that we should be, whether that's as individuals, whether that's as a nation, nonetheless, we are the only ones who can crown Hashem as king. And everything that we do is of tremendous value. Every mitzvah that we do, especially during tough times, especially during times when we are not spiritually radiant, is all the more valuable. Because the only way that Elokus, godliness, can be recognized, manifest in this world, is through the Jewish people. So Ashrei ha'am. Even if we're on a low spiritual level, nonetheless, we should never think for a moment that our mitzvahs don't count, that our mitzvahs aren't valuable. All the more so, every mitzvah that we do is incredibly precious, cherished, valuable, and dare I say useful. And that ought to have us jumping for joy. But there's something else as well. And this is Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin. Ashrei ha'am shekach alai. What does kach alai mean? Kach alai means it's enough as it is. That a person being happy with what they have, not always looking for what other people have, not desiring things that aren't ours. Ashrei ha'am shekach alai. Being happy, being thrilled with what you have. Because ein adam meitz chitzit avasa, the other person never dies without half his desires being fulfilled. How do you get to this? How do you get to shekach alai? Without, when we're happy with what we have, it's only through emunah. It's only through realizing that everything that we have is a gift from Hashem. We didn't earn it, we didn't deserve it. It's not possible to really earn or deserve anything we've been blessed with. It's all a gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ashrei ha'am shekach alai, fortunate, praiseworthy as a nation, who have enough emunah to realize that whatever we have has been granted to us by the Almighty, has been gifted to us by Hashem. In such a situation, we can be happy, we can jump for joy. Interestingly enough, the idea of Ashrei, saying it three times a day, because we have to internalize these ideas. Evidently, these are important, important validations, affirmations we need to make on a daily basis in order to enable us to really live with emunah.